And welcome back to the latest and greatest episode of the Shaven Points Podcast. My name is Jayden May, joined as always by my co-host, Quentin Crisco. And the time has arrived. The madness is here. It's time to dance.
It's a palooza.
It's a palooza.
We love paloozas around here.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's going to be a march-a-palooza of madness. And the model historically dominates this weekend of March.
Yeah,
so we're very excited.
It's kick butt, man. Let me see. I got the records here. In 2022, it went 35-25 against the spread, 42-19 on the money line. And in 2023, it went 38-25 against the spread, 40-23 on the money line. So it's been money. Like, it's hit dogs that were like, it hit the
St. Peter's
seed, I think, last year in the first round. Like, it if you follow all the dogs in it, you'll at least break even. You should make money, though. Like, it's based on the last 2 years, unless something has wildly changed, because we did not use it all season. So something might have wildly changed. I don't know. Let's have the fun of it. We'll find out.
Yeah, just it's fun to just blindly jump into it. So just before we get started, any personal preferences that you have outside of Texas Tech?
I know nothing. All I know is math. That's all I have to provide here.
We're coming to you with a bunch of math.
I've been knee deep in draft prospects for 2 months. I haven't watched an ounce of college basketball this year. But you know what? The model's been money, so I'm just hoping it stays money.
The model's been modeling. So who are we looking at in the draft? What players are we looking at in the film room right now? Who's next up?
Today, let's see. Today I watched Braylon Allen, Blake
Corum. I like Braylon Allen.
Wait, let me see. I got my notebook right here. I'll tell you who I watched.
What do you think about Braylon Allen? Wisconsin running back?
Too slow. Fourth round.
Jonathan Taylor was too slow.
Jonathan Taylor was not too slow. Jonathan Taylor was a home run hitter. This dude would be lucky to run a 4.8. Like, he didn't run at the combine, which makes me think he's slower than I can even imagine. Like, I mean, he's nasty. He's fun, but I don't know, man. There were just a lot of the
Is he better or worse than Marion Barber?
All right, I mean, Marion Barber was probably better. Because he was faster.
Peculiar.
But I mean, it was just like he gets caught by tacklers that other running backs wouldn't get caught by, you know, like, yeah. And it'll cut a 5 yard run down to 3 yards. Now he'll get you an extra yard, so it cuts it down to four, maybe four and a half, but sometimes it cuts it down more than that, you know. It's just he's late through holes and it impacts him. He's nasty. Well, he's gonna have a role. But
as someone who needs a running back, who do I get excited about in the third round and beyond?
If Blake Corum's there, I'd be very excited about Blake Corum.
Michigan and Dallas Cowboys don't have the best track record of recently.
And I've only watched a handful of running backs. I liked Bucky Irving a lot, but he tested like awful. So I don't know what to make of that now. Let's see. Who else did I watch? I've watched Dylan Lauby looked awesome at the Senior Bowl. Marshawn Lloyd, I think, is going to have a real pass catching role in the NFL. And I need to watch the Louisville running back, Isaac Guerrero. He pretty much broke the combine. And Tyrone Tracy Jr. out of Purdue. Both of them are like 6 feet tall and were like perfect in every athletic test.
Okay.
No one seems to know much about them. So from a running back standpoint, those are the guys I'm really excited to go watch. Oh, okay. And I still like the Notre Dame guy, Audric Estime. He ran a 4.7, so too slow, but he is super explosive. Like his broad jump, his vertical jump were still nutty. So I think there is hope for him to become something in the league more than just a rotational guy. It's just a question of whether that speed can be enough.
It's like the next Julius Jones.
Yeah, there you go. Almost as good as Thomas.
They were about even.
Thomas had him beat, my man.
After rookie year, for sure.
In bicep size, Thomas had him beat.
The New York Jets version of Thomas Jones definitely had him beat.
Whew, that's blasphemy, my friend. That is pure blasphemy.
They played on Thanksgiving, didn't they? Brother versus brother, and Julius went for like 150 against y'all.
Yeah, 2004, when Jonathan Quinn was the Bears' starting quarterback and Thomas Jones still averaged 4 yards a carry somehow. It was a miracle.
Who was the starting quarterback?
Jonathan Quinn was our starting quarterback in that
game. I've never heard that name in my life.
He was the European NFL MVP at one point in his life.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who started for the Cowboys that game? Was it Quincy Carter?
I think it was Quincy Carter. Honestly, that game is like, I saw nightmares about that game. That game was burned into my memory of like being at Thanksgiving and just like, I don't want to keep watching this, but I have to. It's Thanksgiving and it's the only thing on. Like, being at my grandma's house, just
I was at my grandma's house.
Get their brains beat in.
It was a great game.
For you.
We have two very different versions of great.
Yeah.
It was an incredible game.
Yeah, for you.
Julius Jones, future Hall of Famer. He just hasn't found the right team yet.
Yeah. Yet.
Yeah.
20 years later, he's still looking.
Hey, just gotta land in the right system, man. He gets in that Shanahan offense, it'd be nasty.
You know, Thomas Jones is an actor now.
Really?
Yeah, he's been in like some like Netflix shows.
Well, he was an actor when back in the day. Like, he used to act like he played football.
No, come on, man. Come on with that. Thomas Jones had himself a nice career.
Yeah, no, they were good brothers. Good brothers. All right, moving on. We'll get into some tournament talk here. Let's just hear a blind champion from someone who didn't watch any basketball all year and hasn't ran the model through yet. It's Texas Tech.
Let me scroll through this thing.
You gonna go for the repeat and take UConn?
Ooh. I'm gonna go with. Me St. Mary's.
For champion?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it. 5 seed, right?
Don't hold me to it. My official bracket will not have St. Mary's as champion.
All right. I'm losing in the first round of Grand Canyon, so I love it.
But real, like, honest one, I guess. I mean, I kind of want to say the Zags.
Yeah.
This is a fun one as a 5 seed, but, like,
also have them losing in the first round.
Seems possible.
They got a tough first round matchup. But my champion the past 2 years has been knocked out week one. 2 years ago, I had Kentucky. Last year, I had Arizona. So it's not like I know anything anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I really have no idea anything. Like, I'm looking through this, like, part of me wants to say Illinois just because Terrence Shannon is there and Terrence Shannon is the dude, but like,
very much the dude.
I don't know.
All right. Well, let's just see what the bracket has to say.
Let's do it.
So, all right. Starting off in the East bracket, we have 1 versus 16. We have UConn versus Stetson, home of the Bennetts.
UConn's gonna win.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think this is the 1-16 upset you're looking for. If you're looking for a 1-16 this year, UConn's been incredible all year. They had a couple of mishaps. Who'd they lose to? They lost to, somebody. One of those Big East New York teams that they have up there. Not St. Mary's, the other Seton Hall. I think they lost to Seton Hall. But still a great team, defending champs. their coach is absolutely a maniac, and yeah, I think they cruise pretty easily round one.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I really have no clue. Is this view better than the previous one, being able to see the bracket and the model, or was it better than just the model?
I think it was better for just the model.
Okay. Then let's cancel little, that out.
Yeah, you get a little blurry doing it the other way. So all right, well, next up here.
Excuse my accident there, listeners, but we're back. And we got
the FAU Final Four team from last year in the same region as the national champion from last year versus Northwestern. And Northwestern is a very, very trendy pick here. I like FAU here. I think they can get hot. The model, on the other hand, loves Northwestern in this matchup.
And that's the upset horn.
Do we know the... Oh, I can probably find the line. Oh, let's see here. We don't have spreads on here, do we? Because I want to say this game is actually like a 3 or 4 point spread.
For yeah,
3 point... FAU is 3 point favorite right now. So that's a pretty good little money line right there. Probably 150, 180.
Yeah. I can dig it.
Northwestern.
So Northwestern's covered 57% of the time this season. Average margin of victory is pretty narrow though, but their strength of schedule is they've had the tougher road here.
Yeah. Playing the Big Ten, you play good basketball up there. I don't know about good basketball,
but yeah,
they play
basketball. Yeah, I guess against Florida Atlantic, that makes sense.
But, yeah, I mean, Northwestern, pretty good pick here. I have FAU in my bracket, and I'll be giving my bracket picks as we move along. So we'll have Northwestern moving on to the round of 32, going up to 5-12 matchup. Everybody talks about 5-12s. We have San Diego State versus University of Alabama Birmingham, the Dragons, baby.
Dragons.
And everybody talks about it. It's the 5-12. Last year, we didn't have a single 5-12 upset. Last year, honestly, the whole tournament went kind of chalk, even with a 2 seed and a 1 seed losing in the first round. But then by the time we got to the Sweet 16, we only had one double digit seed in the Sweet 16. So it actually went pretty chalk after the madness.
Is this tournament about to be insane? Because wasn't there like every ranked teams couldn't win on the road this year? Wasn't that like
yes?
So this tournament is going to be freaking insane because every game's on the road essentially.
Every game's on the road. The best teams in the country, Houston, UConn's a little different. They're pretty full, but Houston plays a very, very, very slow game of basketball. And if they run into a team that can catch and shoot and get hot from three, they could be in trouble quick. Kentucky
is in the tourney this year?
No, they missed out, unfortunately.
They're the giant killers.
Yeah, Kentucky is a team that can score 120, but they can also give up 130 in the same night. So yeah, we're gonna see some crazy scores. I think we're gonna see a lot of high scoring games, a lot of low scoring games. And I wouldn't be surprised if even some of the biggest upsets are blowouts. Like if we see a 13 beat a 3 or a 2 beat a 15 or a 2 beat a 15 or a 3 beat a 14. I mean, stuff like that. Like I wouldn't be surprised if some of those lower seeds that are huge underdogs are winning by 8, 9, 10, 11 points. Because I mean, it's wild. And a lot of, I mean, there was about 5 or 6 bubble teams that were basically considered almost guaranteed to get in. And there's a bunch of Benstigalers this year. A lot of teams that wouldn't have made the tournament win in their conference tournaments, which even causes more madness, I feel like. Maybe they get hot at the right time. NC State's one of those teams playing our boys, Texas Tech, in the first round. We'll get to that later. But, yeah, I do expect madness. I do expect chaos. And I have UAB in this matchup versus San Diego State. San Diego State struggled down the stretch. And everybody loves the Mountain West this year. I think they got in 6 teams, which is the second most. I think Big 12 got 8. I think SEC got 8. I think Big 10 got 7. And I think Mountain West was right after them. And then I think the ACC might have gotten five, if I remember correctly. But Mountain West got a lot of teams in this year. Historically, have not been very good in the tournament. They had a Final Four run last year with San Diego State. I think that comes back to the norm. I like UAB here. Model loves UAB at a 59.3 confidence level, which we kind of talk about it in the past. I mean, it looks like a big number, but the numbers we really like to hammer are like 65 plus. But 59 still pretty good confidence level there.
You get, so I will say with this, what I run into in years past with it, you get a bit of a false positive once you're over 90%. Yeah. But like it hits a point where it's like, okay, this number doesn't make sense. Why, what do they know that the numbers aren't showing? You know,
we like 65. We like that 65 to 85 range and the confidence on this model. So keep that in mind as we move forward. But UAB is covering at a 62.5% mark for the season. Strength of schedule is not as strong. San Diego State's strength of schedule is way up there, but the Mountain West is getting so much love. And I don't know if that's good or bad. We'll see come tournament time.
You know what I like about the numbers here?
What do you like?
UAB's average margin of victory was 2.6 points, while San Diego State's was 8. UAB's a team who's comfortable playing a nail biter.
Yeah, tight butthole game. And so, and spread on this game 7. So this is another one where you can really make a lick here. Probably looking at
really like UAB plus 7.
Yeah, we're looking at. I can't see the money line here, but I would assume we're looking probably about a 230 money line, or at least 200. So might be a good spot to make a lick there. So we got UAB. Moving on, the Dragons. And now we have Auburn versus Yale, 4-13 matchup. Yale probably shouldn't have won their conference tournament. I think Brown was the best team in the Ivy League. Brown should have won their game against Yale and kind of floundered at the end. Yale ends up going on playing, I think, Princeton in the Ivy League championship. I still like Yale in this game. I think Auburn has the potential to lay an egg. And I talked about it last year. These Ivy League teams get in. They usually play mistake-free basketball, don't turn the ball over, know how to make big shots. Auburn plays a little sloppy. I like Yale to move on, but here on the model, it's pretty close to a pick'em. It's got Auburn at 55% confidence, which, like we said a second ago, is not super high. This is a 13.5 point spread, though.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is one where it'll probably like Yale a fair amount to cover, not to win, but to cover.
Yeah, so, I mean, I like Yale to move on here. I just think they can, if they play, I think they can play their best game and beat Auburn, catch Auburn slipping there. So I have 13 versus 12 in the round of 32 moving on, but for the model's sake, we will move on Auburn to the round of 32 and then move on to one of the most popular upsets in brackets right now. We have 6 BYU going against 11 Duquesne.
It likes BYU.
It likes BYU. I like BYU in this game. I like BYU in this game. If you haven't watched Big 12 basketball this year, BYU is a 3-point shooting team. They play tough defense in the Big 12, but I think BYU could shoot the three just about as good or better than anybody in the country right now. And I think BYU is primed to make a run. People are talking about Duquesne being underseeded. People are talking about Duquesne like they should have been a 7, 8, 9, 10 seed, somewhere around there. They think they're getting a little bit disrespected. And a lot of people are hopping on the Duquesne wagon. I am not. I love BYU in this matchup. I think they move on. Let me see if I can find the spread for us on this game. 10-point spread. So the model likes Duquesne to cover. But like I said, if this BYU team, if they get hot, they could blow you out. And if they're losing, they can catch up and cover in a hurry. So bet at your own risk here. I'm telling you, BYU is nasty from three.
Yeah. I mean, the model probably is going to think this should be like a 4 to 5 point spread instead of 10. That's kind of my read on it based on what the percentage is here. It's usually like 1.25 points per like number below or above 50. So
yeah, and I'm not positive on the numbers, but I think the splits on BYU against non-Big 12 teams compared to Big 12, I mean, just the defense alone is like shocking. And also, BYU was one of the better teams on the road this year as a ranked team. They took Tech all the way to the wire. Actually had a 20-point lead at Tech on the halftime. Tech came back. BYU got cold from three, beat them by 1 point, and then beat them again in the Big 12 tournament.
So,
but BYU is dangerous.
That's something worth noting in this. For regular season, this model, it accounts for, if you're the home team, it accounts for your home cover percentage and your season cover percentage. If you're the road team, it accounts for your road cover percentage and season cover percentage. During the tournament, I get rid of home cover percentages. It's accounting for season and road, but it's not giving a home cover factor anywhere. So road cover percentages are more heavily weighted in this.
Perfect. I like that a lot. But we have BYU moving on. Model thinks it's going to be a close game, so we'll see. Could be another value pick right there, though, if you're looking for it. Next up, we have the Fighting Illini versus Morehead State.
This one's pretty clear.
Got to go with the Illini here. Our boy Terrence Shannon probably should have been a 2 seed. They have another kid on that team that's just filthy. Those two guys, any given tonight, they can go for 30 apiece. I think they get hot. I think they can make a run. Illinois moves on here. 64% confidence, strength of schedule, 93%.
He is a proven vet in this tournament. Like,
yes,
I don't think you're worried about him out there. He has been there over and over and over by now.
And losing in the first round last year, I think, gives them a little bit of a bad taste in their mouth. So, look to make a run. And now we have Washington State versus Drake. Drake is one of the pre-tournament darlings. Everybody talking about double-digit seeds that can make Sweet 16, Elite 8 runs. Drake seems to be one of the first teams people talk about. I have Drake moving on here. The model basically has it at a pick 'em. So they cover at a Washington State covered on the season about 52%. Drake covered at about 55%. So slight difference there. I think Drake is actually favored in this game, if I'm not mistaken. Drake is a 2-point favorite in this game. The model slightly leans. Model slightly leans Washington State. So another maybe a money line pick if you want to throw it in a parlay, kind of get bump those numbies up a little bit if you're following the model. I got Drake moving on here though. And
bump the numbies.
Yeah, bump those numbies up a little bit. But next up we have Iowa State versus South Dakota State in the 2:15 matchup. I don't think this should be.
This one's pretty clear.
Yeah. Iowa State, just solid team all around. Probably one of the most complete basketball teams in this tournament.
That defensive rating per possession is pretty wild at 1.318. Most of these are 1.45, 1.46, 1.318. That is.
Iowa State's a very, very solid team. They don't really have anybody that can take a game over. So if they get into a tight game and the team just can't get hot, they don't really have a go-to guy, which I don't think is going to impact them in the first couple of rounds. But once we get into the Sweet 16 territory and stuff like that, I think they could get caught like that. So, but we'll have Iowa State moving on in my bracket and in the model as we moved to the West region.
Yes, sir. We got North Carolina taking on Wagner.
Wagner. Big Daddy Wagner. Wagner just won tonight. Don't think that means anything for him. I think North Carolina rolls this game. If you have anything to say, we can. But I said we just move on to Mississippi State versus Michigan State.
As I've said, I know nothing except for the math. So I am just here to
math is on your side. All right. Mississippi State versus Michigan State. Michigan State, one of the preseason darlings of the turn or of the season. I think they were top five at the beginning of the season, lost early to JMU, kind of fell off. Everybody talks about it's March, it's Izzo season. I love Mississippi State in this game. The model does not. So, I mean, this is one of the big, vast differences we're probably going to see tonight. I like Mississippi State in this game. Model likes Michigan State. I think Michigan State's more talented, probably better coached. But I think something about this Mississippi State team, man, they just don't go away. And
my dogs.
Yeah, and they cover it about half the time. Michigan State covers a little bit higher at 56%. Similar strength of schedules, so we'll see. I like Mississippi State here. Let me see if I can find what we're looking at as far as spread here goes to see if that means anything. Yeah, so this is a 1-point spread, and the model loves Michigan State, so maybe take Michigan State if you're following
Michigan
the model.
Michigan State's only covering on the road at 44%. That's the difference here.
Yeah.
Well, Mississippi State is covering on the road. Let's see. Oh, only at 20%. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. 20% road cover rate. That'll do it. That's why Michigan State is the model's preference here.
Yeah. But I think Mississippi, I mean, I know they played Kentucky in Kentucky. I know they played Tennessee in Tennessee. And I think they had to go to South Carolina, which ended up being a much better team than people thought. But I think Mississippi State played pretty well in a pretty strong SEC this year, like I said. And I'm just not really sold on this Michigan State team. Hey. But this is probably the year Michigan State makes a run as soon as you don't think they are. But I'm taking Mississippi State.
Numbers are useful. Numbers are not smart. There's a difference. Like numbers, you can make a model out of numbers that can be predictive, but it doesn't mean it's always predictive.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not necessarily smart, intellectual. It's just math.
Yeah. And yeah. So we'll see there. That's our first big time. And next up, we have Quentin's national champions.
Oh, yeah. They're going.
St. Mary's versus Grand Canyon. Another one. I like Grand Canyon in this matchup. I understand it's a 5-12. I talked about it earlier. We didn't have a single 5-12 last year. Historically, it's one of the biggest upsets. But I don't like Grand Canyon because it's a 5-12. I just think this Grand Canyon team is really, really good. And we don't really... We think the Big East was good this year. They only got three teams in. But it'll be real. This will be a very, very interesting game to see where St. Mary's is at. But I think St. Mary's, if they do win this game, they can definitely make a run. But this is not an easy, not an easy game by any means. 5-point spread here. Model likes Grand Canyon at a 65% confidence. Like I said earlier, that's right in the money of where we like to follow model picks. So
you mean it likes St. Mary's at 65?
Oh, yes. It likes St. Mary's. Yeah, so I got Grand Canyon. Model's got
both these teams blow people out all year, though. Average margin of victory of 15.5 and 12.9. That's ludicrous. Yeah.
The Mountain West was stupid this year, so
yeah.
I think we're going to see a lot of dumb numbers as far as that goes. And then next up, we have the number one overall seed from last year, Alabama, taking on Charleston. I like Alabama in this matchup. I think most people do. Played one of the tougher schedules all year. They play up and down. They play tournament-style basketball, up and down the court, quick shooting, especially in these early games. When you play quick like that and you have better talent, you're probably going to breeze by the round of 64 and the round of 32 on your way to the Sweet 16. So, yeah, I think we can just call it Alabama and move on here.
Yeah, I'm with you. So next up, we got Clemson taking on New Mexico.
New Mexico, one of my favorite teams in the tournament. These New Mexico Lobos. I will just give a little sneak peek. I have New Mexico making
the model, run. The model is an eyelash away from having New Mexico.
Yeah, I have New Mexico making a run in this tournament. I think they're favored in this game, if I'm not mistaken.
Are they?
Yeah, they're favored by 2 points against Clemson.
Well, then I like Clemson. If it was the other way, I'd like New Mexico.
But so, New Mexico got super hot in the tournament, super hot late in the season. Probably needed to win their conference tournament to get in, but I love the way they finished the tournament. They can shoot the three ball. They have a little bit of size. They're fast. I think Clemson isn't that great. Played in a weak ACC this year, so I got New Mexico here. We can move Clemson on to the next round for the model, but I'm really curious to see what that Baylor New Mexico line looks like in that round of 32 as we move on to Baylor and Colgate.
We can take a look at that game, too, if we want.
Yeah. So, Baylor and Colgate. Baylor's a really, really good team. Big 12 was really good all year. Baylor got a 3 seed. This is the
strongest number we've seen so far. 73% confidence for Baylor.
Yeah. I mean, we saw a 90 earlier, but I think that was for the 116. But, I don't think Baylor has any issues with Colgate. Colgate went to, the sweet
the best.
They went to the Sweet 16 back in, 2017, 16, something like that. And a lot of people remember them, because they make the tournament every year. They're in a bad conference. They're an automatic bid. And everybody's like, oh, yeah, remember? I think they won, a 13-4 matchup or something.
Yeah.
And people know the name. They know that they're an underdog. Don't fall for it. Colgate's not good.
It's incredible that between Colgate and Oral Roberts, that two teams of dentists could even be known in college basketball.
Truly.
I'm shocked.
Yeah. I think we can move on from that one and let's just put Baylor in the round of 32. Let's move on to Dayton and Nevada. Another Mountain West team. We'll see how they do. Nevada's technically a 10 seed here. I think they're a little underseeded. I think they kind of just made the bracket and then forgot to seed Dayton and just put them at 7 because, I'm pretty sure this is one of the bigger spreads for a lower seeded team. I want to say it's 5+. I was looking at spreads earlier. Let me see if I can find this game. But the model is the same way. Actually, it only has Nevada as a 2-point favorite. I was thinking Nevada was 5 or 6 point favorite, but still,
the model likes it close to 8-9 point favorite.
Yeah, model likes it at 60%. Like we said, that's kind of the money shot for this model, and that 60, 65 up to high 70s is kind of where we love the model. So we'll take Nevada here and we'll move on to what do we have next?
Arizona and Long Beach State.
So Arizona lost as a 2 seed last year. Nobody talks about it because the Purdue lost to Fairleigh Dickinson.
Fair Dick.
I don't think Arizona loses this year in the first round. I think they cruise here. Sorry, Long Beach State, but you're out of here.
They're no Fair Dick. I know that much.
Yep. Absolutely. All right, we'll move on to the 116 in the South. We have Houston versus Longwood. Hey, it's got it closer than I thought it would here. This Houston team is probably
longer than you thought it would be.
Yeah. This Houston team might be the best team in the tournament, but I kind of brought it up earlier. Play very, very slow. And I don't know nothing about Longwood. I'm not going to sit here and act like I do. But if they run into a team that gets just red hot, they could be in trouble. So that's all I'm going to say. But I say, I think Houston's the number one overall seed, so we'll just move on.
Yeah.
Or they might be the two overall seed. I think UConn might have got the one.
You'd know better than I do.
All right, we'll go to Nebraska versus Texas A&M. So, like, 2 weeks ago, Texas A&M just hired Nebraska's AD. So, a lot of people really excited for this game in the Midwest and down in South Texas. I don't really have much of an opinion on this game. I have Texas A&M moving on. I think they're probably just a little bit better coached, but for the bracket purposes and the model purposes, we'll move Nebraska on because I don't know much about these teams.
Yeah, I mean, just looking at the numbers, you can see that Nebraska and A&M, they're really similar on offensive rating per possession. But Nebraska is the better defensive team based on the numbers by a fair amount.
They both think they're good at football. Neither one of them are good at football.
Yeah. Nebraska's covered at a much higher rate this year. Nebraska's covered at 64%. Texas A&M at 47%. Nebraska has won games by an average of 3.5 more points than Texas A&M has. The only area that Nebraska's weaker in this graphic is that
strength
of schedule. They're in the 81st percentile, while A&M's in the 95th percentile.
Which I think is kind of surprising, but I guess the SEC was pretty strong this year. But yeah, I mean, I got A&M moving on here just because it's Texas, and as much as I hate A&M, I mean, I don't give a damn about Nebraska. So,
all right, moving on.
Hey, this is
talking Aggies.
We're going moving on. We have the Big Ten Conference championship runner-up versus upset. James Madison. James Madison, I think, is the number one picked underdog in this tournament in the 5-12. I think over 70% of brackets have James Madison winning this game. James Madison opened the season beating number two Michigan State at Michigan State. This James Madison team is for real. They had an incredible season. They're just putting a program together over there. I mean, not just basketball, football. I want to say they had like a good like field hockey team, like one of the better chess teams in the country.
That field hockey team is an absolute unit.
Yeah, James Madison is putting together a D1 program down there in Virginia. I think they're in Virginia, but or are they in DC? I don't care. Either way, I got James Virginia. I get James Madison in this game. The model likes James Madison at a 55% confidence level. I do think James Madison is favored in this game as well in this 12-5 matchup. A lot of people thought James Madison was severely underseeded.
That is bullshit. A 12, like if a 12 is favored over a 5, those teams are seeded wrong. It's that simple.
Yeah, so let me see here. I think it's Friday night. I thought it was Thursday. Hold on. Oh, it might be Friday. 1 second. I'm going to find this number because I looked at it earlier.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to doubt you. I'm just like...
You keep talking.
It's ridiculous that they're pitting teams in these seeds. Like, if James Madison... If Vegas says they're better, they should be seeded higher than Wisconsin. Like, it shouldn't be that hard to logic that out. This model actually follows Vegas numbers
pretty okay.
well. And it's just math.
Wisconsin's a 5-point favorite. I thought that JMU was like a one point favorite or like pretty close to a pick 'em. But Wisconsin's 5-point favorite, so
I wonder where it opened though. It might have opened closer, but
yeah. But I mean Wisconsin's a team that's been up and down. They beat Purdue in the Big Ten tournament. They have the ability to play good basketball, but they have been so wishy-washy all year. James Madison's pretty much been rock solid all of the season.
You know who can help him with some of that wishy-washiness? Colgate.
Colgate
can help him with some mouthwash.
Absolutely. James Madison, one of three teams in the tournament, I believe, that won over 30 games this year. So they know how to win games. They know how to close out games. They win by an average margin of victory of 15. So, and they played a pretty weak schedule. But, I mean, it's hard to discount Michigan State on the road, preseason number three team in the country. And Michigan State ended up not being a very bad team. A lot of people kind of wrote Michigan State off after that. Played a decent season. They weren't as good as people thought they were, but still impressive nonetheless.
You know, James Madison's abbreviation in this spreadsheet is just James Mad. I think I like that better. I like to imagine James Madison as just someone. James is just mad.
Just an angry, you don't angry James. Angry James. We'll move on to the Duke Blue Devils out of the ACC taking on the Vermont Catamounts, which is a cat, apparently.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so. Duke's 12-point favorites here. Model locks them at 65% confidence.
Model thinks they're about 14-point favorites, 13-point favorites, something around there.
I like Duke here, but I would love nothing more than a Vermont Catamount versus James Madison. Or are they the Dukes in the second round? But I have Duke moving on in my bracket. Model likes Duke here. But I'm just going to say I want Vermont to win this game.
We all do.
We're behind you, rooting for you. Go Catamounts, go.
Sunshine State.
Yes, sir. I've been saying it for years. Next, we'll go on to the Texas Tech Red Raiders. Wreck them. With Grant McCaslin at the lead coaching. We got Pop Isaacs running the show for them down there. Versus NC State. I think this is the second most popular upset, which is crazy because Texas Tech was pretty good all year. NC State was not good. Talk about a Cinderella run. They had to win six games to win their conference tournament. They're in the ACC. They had no business being in this tournament. They're not a very good team. Tech is a 7-point favorite, if I do remember correctly. I will double check that as we speak.
Both these teams are pretty cardiac, though. I mean, you look at the cover rate is a pretty good indicator of how up and down you are, or how much you're taking everything down to the wire. Yeah. And neither of these teams covered at 50%.
Yeah. So Tech's 5-point favorites. I think Tech moves on pretty easily here. I don't think this game is as close. NC State was in a bad conference. I mean, it says they have an 85% strength of schedule. I don't know how much I believe that. Maybe that's just Big 12 bias for me. I don't know how Tech only got a 91% strength of schedule. Maybe that's just Big 12 bias for me. But I'm taking Texas Tech here. I'm taking them to roll. I'm taking them to cover. Taking them to move on to the round of 32.
And the model's right with Vegas. I mean, it's saying this is about a 6-point spread. So you said it was 5. Model says about 6. So yeah, it should be right around there.
All right, next up we have the Kentucky Wildcats going in to play Oakland.
Always been a big Oakland fan.
Yeah, I've been an Oakland fan my whole life here. I'm taking Oakland on the money line here. I'm taking them to win. I'm taking them to beat Kentucky. The model has Oakland as a slight underdog. But if anybody can lose in the first round as a high seed, we know Kentucky can do it. We believe. This is one of the biggest spreads in the first round. We have Kentucky as a 14-point favorite.
Give me Oakland against the spread on that.
Give me Oakland against the spread on that. And
10, 11.
So we'll move on Kentucky for the sake of this bracket. But I have Oakland in my personal bracket just so Texas Tech can easily move on to the round of
O-Town
16. And then we will move on. We have 7-seeded Florida versus a Boise State or a Colorado. I expect Colorado to win this matchup, but we don't have the numbers for Boise State.
No, we do not.
Do we have the numbers for Colorado?
Let's check. Let's find out.
I have Colorado winning this game.
Okay. No, it's that. It's the strength of schedule. Let's see.
Oh.
If I... Sorry, folks. The formatting on the websites that I pull all this stuff for starts to change around the tournament. Yeah, if you talk for a minute, I can find it.
All right. So Florida played incredible in the SEC tournament. They're fast team. They like to shoot the ball. Definitely a team that can make a run. But historically, these play-in teams, one of them will make it to the round of 32. And you look at the Colorado State that won tonight, or that was winning last I checked, versus Virginia. And then you have two 16 seeds that I don't have a lot of faith in. So if a team's going to make a run, I would say it's either going to be this Boise State team or this Colorado team. So, and I think Colorado wins tomorrow. So I'm taking Colorado to move on to the round of 32.
It likes Boise, or Florida likes Florida.
Okay. What does it say about Boise? Did you get that?
Not yet. Let's see. Okay. It likes Florida.
Okay. I like Florida too. I mean,
in the play-in, it likes Colorado.
Yeah. So I like Colorado to win tomorrow. But I'm just picking that solely based on the fact that historically
it's close. It's really close.
Historically, one of these play-in teams make a run, whether it's the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight. I think this Colorado team has the best shot out of all the four teams that are going to make it in the play-in games. So that's the reason why I'm taking Colorado. I do like Florida, though. I think they're a very, very solid team, and they can be a very dangerous tournament team. But we'll move on, and my lack of confidence in the Big East continues as we have Marquette versus Western Kentucky. I like Western Kentucky in this game. I think they can win. Shaka Smart is not really that great in the tournament.
Pretty smart.
Shocking.
Shockingly smart.
Shockingly smart.
That's why they named him that.
I like Western Kentucky in this game, man. I think something can happen. 15-point spread, one of the biggest spreads in the first round, but I'm rolling Western Kentucky. I'm rolling for a 15. I don't think I've ever picked a 15-2 correctly. I rarely do it. I don't think I had any last year. It happened last year with Yale versus Arizona. But
I'll be rolling with Kentucky to cover. I mean, 15's too big a number based on the numbers that I have here. It should be around like 9 to 10 points.
Yep. But yeah, I like Western Kentucky, but obviously for the model purposes, we will move Marquette to the next round and go check out number one, Purdue versus... is it Middle Tennessee State that they're playing and Grambling, or Montana State?
Montana State.
We'll check these out just for shits and gigs, but I think Purdue moves on. Purdue, number one seed or one seed last year,
got playing. It likes Montana State.
Yeah, I don't think we're gonna see back to back years.
It's got for one seed over 20 points in both of them.
Yeah. It would be incredible. Purdue would be the team to win, to lose to a 16 seed back to back years. But last time we saw this happen was Virginia. And then they went on to win the national championship the very next year. Broke our little hearts. So, we'll move on Purdue here. Next up, we have the Utah State Aggies taking on TCU, Big 12 versus Mountain West. Mountain West got tons of love this tournament, so we'll see. But I gotta take TCU here.
That horn was? The upset horn.
You think there's gonna be a horn?
There's always a horn when there's an upset. There's never been an upset without a horn.
Is that really an upset, though? Because I think TCU's favorite in this game.
Hey. Yeah, what number's bigger? Eight or nine?
Truly. But Vegas has this as a six-point spread for TCU.
Huh. All right, keep it rolling. Something has happened with my numbers here.
Uh-oh. But, okay, so, yeah, we have TCU as six-point favorites here. So, taking them here, we might have just lost the model.
No,
live in the middle of
it's
a palooza.
It's just a coding thing.
We're having to code the model live on stream, guys.
It's very difficult. If you guys didn't just see that, it's extremely.
I couldn't do it. But yeah, this is about where you want to take any model pick. 5-point favorite, 65%, basically right on 65% confidence for TCU. I mean, that's exactly where we like to see these model picks when we're taking money lines. So TCU moves on, and we go on to, I think I'm taking every 5-12 upset, which terrifies me. But we have the Gonzaga. Are they the Gonzaga Zags? What is Gonzaga?
Gonzaga Bulldogs?
Gonzaga Bulldogs versus McNeese State. McNeese State, one of the most dominant teams all year. I think they won like 32 games. Outrageous.
With the average margin of victory of 19 points, but a sixth percentile. Not sixth. Yeah. Sixth percentile strength of schedule.
They didn't play the strongest strength of schedule, but let's not act like the Zags play the most incredible schedule either.
Theirs came in at 71st.
You know, some Mountain West bias. So, only a 7-point spread here. McNeese won 30 games. So, like I said, one of three teams to win 30 games this year. I like McNeese just because, I mean, I think they're a team that can get hot. I think they're underseeded. I think they kind of got screwed. They probably should have been the 7 seed that Dayton got. Dayton probably should have been in this spot at the 12. But I digress. I guess I'm taking every 5-12 upset. I didn't even realize it until I'm going through my bracket now. So
things you learn.
And I'm not even like a 5-12 like believer. I just like all those matchups. So we'll move on to the next one. We'll have Gonzaga moving on, by the way, there for the bracket's sake. And we have Kansas.
If we get Kansas McNeese State in the second round, watch out for McNeese State here.
I have McNeese State winning that game.
Oh boy, that's fun. I hope that happens.
I have McNeese winning that game. I have McNeese beating Purdue.
The model doesn't seem to think Kansas is going to get that far.
Oh, we have the model predicting a 13-4 upset. So your numbers might be kind of skewed. So Kevin McCullough and the kid from Michigan that transferred basically both didn't play majority of the season for Kansas.
Aren't in most of Kansas's numbers.
Yes, and
their presence isn't representative in the season stats.
Yeah, and when Kevin McCullough and what's his name, tall white guy, was at Michigan for like 3 years. Anyway, whenever they both play, they're a drastically, drastically different team. But Vegas only has it as a 7-point spread, and Vegas loves Samford, the model loves Samford here. So no, like, I wouldn't begrudge anybody for taking Samford in this game.
What you just told me, I mean, the model is going to be what the model is, but I might put a few units on Kansas based on what you just said, because Vegas follows the numbers. Like, and Vegas's numbers are probably saying Samford is an upset here, but Vegas is also probably factoring in the injury factor. Just not that they might not be factoring in enough though. So I think Kansas minus
Hunter Dickinson
might be the play here.
Hunter Dickinson's the other guy. And I'm looking right now, and Kevin McCullough Jr., which just really breaks my heart to say, He's the best player on Kansas, and Terrence Shannon's the best player on Illinois. Two of the best teams in the country, and they were together on the Tech team not even 3 years ago.
It's sad.
It was very, very sad.
Why do you think I don't watch college basketball all season?
Oh, okay. 4 hours ago, Kansas City Star is reporting. 4 hours ago, Kevin McCullough Jr. will miss the entire tournament.
Okay. We're riding Samford then.
And Hunter Dickinson still undecided. So, yeah, let's go Samford here. Let's follow the numbers. If they're not going to have them, they're not going to have them.
Nope. I like that. Samford. Samford's going far.
Okay. I might have to change my bracket just based on that alone. That's a big number for a 7-point spread and a 13-4. So we could have a 13 Samford versus
numbers favor. I mean, we look at all these matchups that the model had before.
Yeah.
It was right with Vegas. This is the outlier where Vegas's numbers aren't matching. Like that's the point of the model. That's what we look for.
Find anomalies.
Vegas did something different from just the math.
Yep.
That's where you can find human error.
Yep. Yeah. We might have a 12-13 in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. All right. Moving on, we have South Carolina versus Oregon. South Carolina, one of the most surprising teams this year, played very, very well in the SEC. I think they were picked close to dead last to begin the season. I love South Carolina in this game. I think they roll on. I think the Pac-12 was pretty weak this year, and South Carolina just came out of nowhere. I thought them and Tech both were going to be looking for a 4 or 5 seed. Both got 6 seeds. Unfortunate for both of them, but model loves South Carolina here at 70%. I'm with the model here. South Carolina just played incredible all season, so I like South Carolina to move on. We will go to the Creighton. What are they? The Blue Jays?
Yeah.
Birds?
Blue Jackets?
The Creighton Birds, I think, versus Jackets. The Akron Zips. And I actually, this is a big East team I actually do like. I do think Creighton moves on here with ease. Mm-hmm. Model agrees with me, 72% confidence.
You're right. It's just Blue Jays.
Yeah. So we can move on there. This next team, the Texas Longhorns, playing Colorado State. Oh, you want to?
Oh, I was going to say, can you roll with it for a minute? I gotta make a quick switch in this.
Okay. Colorado State. I don't think they've actually officially won yet. Let me double check. Where are we at? Colorado State won 67-40. So, yeah, they're a 10.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. So, Colorado State is in versus Texas. And this might be the 10-7 that moves on. Yeah. I might have to change my mind on the Florida take. I doubt we have a line for this yet, considering that the game probably just recently ended. But Texas has really not been that great this year, but when they do play good, they play really good. I mean, so Texas has the talent to do something this tournament, but let's put Colorado State through right here. I'm switching my pick. I'll take Colorado State. I thought UVA was going to win this game. I had UVA losing to Texas, but
poor Longhorns.
I like Colorado State here. Let's go. And then next up, we have the Tennessee Volunteers, one of the perennial favorites in a lot of brackets. Dalton Knecht, one of the nastiest offensive players in the country, taking on St. Peter's. I like Tennessee here. I know they haven't really made a run in a long time. Rick Barnes hasn't really showed up in the tournament in these last few years. I think this is the year Tennessee makes a run. I think we see Tennessee in the Elite Eight, Final Four territory here. But it would be great, Tennessee-Texas second round matchup. People like to say Oklahoma State is Xerox University for Texas Tech. I mean, the real Xerox University is the University of Texas of Tennessee. Stole their colors, stole their logo, stole everything. And and then Tennessee went and stole their coach. So I like Tennessee. I want to see Tennessee beat Texas in the second round. I don't think Texas is getting past that Colorado State team.
Yeah, neither does the model. So we moving on to the round of 32.
Yep. So are you filling out your model over there? Because I can't remember some of these games. I know UConn moved on.
I got Connecticut and Northwestern.
Okay. I got FAU in this matchup, but I got UConn moving on regardless here. See what the model has to say. Yeah, UConn, I don't think we're gonna see anything from the model anytime soon on this UConn team, so we can go ahead and move on from that one. We'll go to the University of Alabama, Birmingham, the Dragons versus Auburn. I have this in my bracket, UAB versus Yale. Let's see that.
Your wish is my command.
I have UAB moving on, but apparently this model doesn't like UAB at all in the round of 32, but we will see moving forward. So we have UConn versus Auburn in the Sweet 16, and we will go to, is this going to be BYU Illinois or?
Yes, sir.
This is what I'm, Illinois is one of my favorite teams in this tournament, and model loves Illinois in this game.
I like them a lot right there.
I'm terrified of this game because I don't know if I've already said it. I have Illinois winning the championship, and this is the game that scares me the most leading up to the Elite Eight. But I love that the model loves it. So Illinois moves on, Sweet 16 versus BYU, and they will be playing the winner of Drake. Or we have Iowa.
Washington State, Iowa State.
Okay. So I got Drake versus Iowa State here. Iowa State moves on with ease, 68% confidence. And same thing. Yeah. Iowa State's a complete team. I think that Sweet 16 matchup, Illinois versus Iowa State, could be one of the best games of the tournament.
Yeah. All right. Next up, we got the Tar Heels.
Yep.
Going up against the Spartans.
Yep.
The Kirk Cousins led Michigan State Spartans.
North Carolina rolls according to the model. Yeah, I don't think Michigan State's that good. What are we looking at here if it's Mississippi State? Anything change?
No.
Nope. Okay.
It's Tar Heel all the way.
Yeah, I have back the road. I have North Carolina moving on as well. Next up we have Alabama versus St. Mary's.
Yes, sir.
All right, so I got Grand Canyon here.
It's spicy. My pick all is right. St. Mary's is going. I'm telling you, boy.
All right, I might have horn. I might have to change it. I don't like how many 5-12s. I'm changing my first round pick to St. Mary's. I'll take St. Mary's over Alabama, and I'll have North Carolina versus St. Mary's in my Sweet 16. How about that? We move forward. This is what it's New Mexico, isn't it? Or did Clemson?
It's Clemson.
Okay.
It was close. It was like
59%. What's New Mexico look like here? I have New Mexico moving on here, making the Sweet 16 versus Arizona.
Got Baylor.
Okay. Still pretty close, though. But we'll put Baylor will move on to the Sweet 16 here, and we'll go to
Nevada, Arizona.
Arizona, okay. I have the same matchup there. Very, very close. So I have Arizona moving on here. The model very closely has make a little note of that for when we go to the round of 16 to check out what Nevada does.
Okay.
All right. Next we have Houston.
H-Town.
Versus, did we move on Texas A&M?
I got Nebraska.
Nebraska, okay. Oh my goodness. Oh, that's spicy.
Let's see what those Aggies going to do to him. It's going to be close either way, according to the model. America makes it out. Whether it's the Aggies or Nebraska, it's going to be real close.
Could we see the
Aggies losing by a hair? It has Nebraska winning by a hair.
So we could see our first one seed fall here. I actually have Texas A&M winning this game in my bracket. So, yeah, would be very, very interesting. Next up, we have the James Madison Dukes
versus Angry James
Duke. We have the Dukes versus Duke,
and the Duke wins.
I have James Madison moving on here, but let's hope the model's wrong here. Let's just hope.
I'm with you. Let's hope.
All right, and then Texas Tech versus Kentucky. Sadly, I think this is where Texas Tech run comes to an end. They don't play that's not the best defense we've played, and but we could get hot, and Kentucky can't stop anybody.
Texas Tech is the better offensive team. It's just a question of the defense, looking at the numbers, at least the ratings per possession.
Yeah, and so I mean, I wouldn't count them out, but I have Texas Tech moving on solely because I can't have them losing. So, but yeah, I think this is fair for Grant McCaslin's first year, losing the round of 32 to a more talented Kentucky team that can score 130 points a game. Next up, what do we have? Florida versus
Florida
versus Marquette. Closer than I thought. I have Colorado versus Western Kentucky here.
Let's see what it thinks.
With Colorado moving on.
Western Kentucky
All right. We might see. So if Western Kentucky can pull it out, we might see them in the Sweet 16 versus Texas Tech.
Oh, boy. But in Florida, Marquette, it likes Marquette by 7-8 points.
Yeah, so we'll have Marquette advancing there. And then moving on to Purdue versus TCU. Texas Christian University.
Oh, he's got it close. And we could see
2-1 seeds losing in the round of 32. Would not surprise me at all. TCU with Micah Peavy, another one of the best players in the country, also former Texas Tech player not too long ago.
If your name is Micah and your last name starts with a P, you're pretty much just going to be amazing at whatever you do, right?
Oh, yes. I was
took a minute.
I was thinking of a Bears reference coming from you, and I was like, Caleb Williams, like, what am I missing here? Keenan Allen? But, yeah. No, yeah. Yeah, Micah P. And especially if you're in the D. So, Micah P in the D, you're going to be MVP, I'll tell you that much.
There it is. But boom.
We'll have TCU moving on there to play versus
Gonzaga and Samford.
I thought we had McNeese here.
No, McNeese, if they win, is gonna beat Gonzaga.
They're gonna beat Kansas if they win.
Oh, okay, then yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What does McNeese State look like here versus Samford?
Samford's winning.
Ooh, okay. Well, I have McNeese versus Kansas. What does that look like? Wait, McNeese wins, right?
McNeese wins. Yep.
I have McNeese moving on in my bracket, so that should be very interesting. Gonzaga,
Samford is going down, according to the model.
So we got Gonzaga moving on to the Sweet 16 for the model at a pretty high confidence rate at 58.3 there.
Next up, we got South Carolina taking on the Creighton.
I like South Carolina here, but I think Creighton pulls it out. Ooh!
Close.
Yeah. I think that'll be a good game. Man, that's two ones and a three losing on day two. Could get interesting.
Model thinks it's going to be wild.
Going to be wild. Okay. Then moving on to the last game of the round of 32. We have
Colorado State, right?
Yeah. We have Colorado State versus Tennessee.
Tennessee
at a 60% confidence moving on to the Sweet 16. And we can start going a little faster now that we've broken down all round one games, second week of the tournament. So
we got Connecticut taking on Auburn. We got UConn
moving on to the Elite Eight.
We got Illinois
versus Iowa State.
We got Iowa State
moving on. My national championship going out in the Sweet 16.
Next, we got the Tar Heels taking on
St. Mary's.
My St. Mary's Gales.
Ooh, they keep Mary's going.
Ride that trade.
They keep going.
St. Mary's last year, too.
I just switched my pick from North Carolina to St. Mary's there. I'm following the model. I'm going with your gut. Next up, we have Arizona versus Baylor.
It's got Arizona knocking the Bears out.
Just slightly. We have Texas A&M. Nebraska.
Nebraska and Duke here.
Nebraska and Duke.
We got Duke.
Duke moving on. Moving
along. Did you want to see another one here?
Yeah, let me see Texas A&M versus James Madison. That's what I have in my bracket.
James Mad versus Angry James.
Ooh!
By a hair.
Yep. I have James Madison moving on there playing Tech in the Elite Eight.
And thinks Tech would win that game.
Final Four, baby.
Let's go. Oh.
Final Four. What is this? Kentucky versus
Marquette.
Kentucky versus Marquette. Okay.
And it's got Kentucky taking out the two seed. So that's an upset.
Yep.
And we got Texas Christian, otherwise known as TCU.
TCU.
Taking on Gonzaga. So the site I pull all my cover numbers from abbreviates them as TX Christian, which is really annoying when everything else calls them TCU. And I have to normalize it all together to be the same name. And just keeping it Texas Christian was the easiest. But
so it's got TCU making an Elite Eight appearance.
Nine over a five.
Can we see TCU versus McNeese State here? I have McNeese State moving on to the Elite Eight here. Loves TCU. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then what do we have last? Creighton versus Tennessee?
South Carolina.
South Carolina.
And Tennessee.
South Carolina.
Oh, shit.
I love Tennessee in this tournament.
Excuse me.
Let's hope they move on here. South Carolina.
Upset City, a 6 over a 2. Let's go.
They beat them twice in South Carolina beat Tennessee twice on the regular season.
Ooh, it's getting spicy. So moving on to the Elite Eight.
You got University of Connecticut, defending national champions, going against Iowa State, a 1 versus 2 at Elite Eight.
We got Iowa State.
Iowa State.
No.
Barely moving on. Big 12. All right. Then we have St. Mary's versus Arizona.
Ooh, big moment here.
Big moment.
Last year it had St. Mary's go into the Elite Eight, too, I think.
Oh.
It's got Arizona by 0.12% confidence.
Yeah. That.
Basically, saying this game's a pick 'em between St. Mary's and Arizona.
Yeah. Very well could be. That's interesting. All right, next we have. I think this where my bracket is just so much different than yours.
Duke and Kentucky here.
Duke and Kentucky.
We got Blue Kentucky Buds. Riding.
Blue Buds. Kentucky in the Final Four. But then we have South Carolina versus TCU.
We got South Carolina.
South Carolina in the Final Four. In the
Final Four. Let's go.
I have a 6 or 9
there.
Yeah, my Final Four, I have Illinois, Arizona, Texas Tech, Tennessee. So I have a 3-2-6-2.
I got Iowa State, Arizona, Kentucky, and South Carolina.
Let's go. All right, and then, so in my bracket, I have Illinois knocking off Arizona, Texas Tech knocking off Tennessee, with an Illinois versus Texas Tech national championship with a total points of 137.
Is that high scoring or low scoring?
Medium.
Okay.
That's like,
I honestly don't know.
It's like 70.
Year, I go like look up the championship score and just get the average of the last 5 years and do that. But
like, it's like 70, 67. So,
okay.
It's about 35 points a half.
Okay. So do you want me to put yours in?
Yeah. Let's see what it has for Illinois, Arizona.
It has Arizona by a little bit. It thinks Arizona would be like a 1.5 point favorite.
And then Texas Tech versus Tennessee.
Tennessee by like 7-8 points.
Okay. And then we'll look at yours. It's, what do we have? Iowa State versus
Arizona.
You can check out St. Mary's here too. Iowa State. Yeah,
Iowa State going to the ship.
Okay. What does it think about St. Mary's here?
So if St. Mary's were to beat Arizona, because remember that was
still got Iowa State. Yeah.
It still got Iowa State by like 2.5 points.
Okay. And then what do we have? Kentucky versus Tennessee? No, Kentucky versus South Carolina.
Yeah, Kentucky, South Carolina.
To SEC.
South Carolina by like 3 points.
So South Carolina versus
Iowa State.
Iowa State. It's like the grossest sounding national champion.
And Iowa State aims your Iowa. Celebrate everything. You are national champs.
They should have been a one seed after winning the Big 12 tournament and beating Houston by 30 in that Big 12 championship game. But hey, good for Iowa State. I mean, good for them.
Man.
Historically speaking, Big 12 does get to the national championship, so.
All right. Iowa State. I'm so proud of the Big 12 right now. They're going to do it. They're doing it. They're doing the thing.
Yeah, we're here. National championship, Iowa State. So, looking back, some of our big upsets was Stanford. Stanford's the game we were looking out for. That's the one we're putting our stamp on. 13-4.
Yeah, we got Nevada over Dayton. That's a decent one. St. Mary's is a 5 seed, so like that, they're not an upset until later.
I think Stanford is our first round underdog to look out for, because I mean, I think
UAB,
that's the biggest spread.
12. But yeah, Samford's the biggest, I believe.
Yeah, I think that was a 7 point spread, a 13 versus a 4. So,
Angry James, watch out for Angry James.
Yeah, 5 point spread versus Wisconsin, but also one of the most picked upsets in the entire bracket challenges so far. So, probably everybody you know is going to be telling you to take James Madison versus Wisconsin.
Colorado State over Texas. I think that I don't know where that line's going to land, but
yeah, that'll be interesting. So yeah, I think Samford's where we plant our flag.
Samford and St. Mary's. But Samford is our first round. That's the one to ride.
I believe that we will win.
Screw believing, I know.
Hey, we had St. Peter's, and we didn't say it with our chest. We didn't say it with conviction, and that's where we failed, y'all.
We had St. Peter's and St. Mary's, and St. Mary's almost won in the first round last year too. We had them going far, and St. Peter's going far.
Yeah, so 2 years ago was the St. Peter's run, but that's going to do it for us. Iowa State is your national champions. Go Cyclones. Go Big 12. I'm excited for the madness. Let's hope Colorado wins tomorrow. They're going to make a run. Colorado State going to make a run.
Made the Final Four.
The year that Virginia was a one seed, weren't they? The year Tech played Virginia,
they were,
because it was Tech, Michigan State, Auburn, and Virginia, and I think Virginia was the only one that year.
And they only got out of the first round because University of Maine Baptist College gave up basketball.
Yeah. Second round, or last year, who was UConn a one seed last year? I don't believe so.
I don't remember.
We had Miami, who was a 10. You had FAU, which was a 5, I believe. San Diego State was an 8. I don't think UConn was a 1 last year. It might have been last year.
Okay. Well, we're doing it again.
And we haven't had the 4 number 1 seeds all make the Final Four in like 50 years or something. I heard that today. So don't be afraid.
That would be bad for business.
Yeah, don't be afraid to not send 1 seeds to the Final Four in your brackets.
Yeah.
But I think that's going to be it, unless you got anything else.
No, I think that does it.
Bears fans, get excited. You got Keenan Allen.
Oh, very excited. But make sure, if you're listening, go join the Shaving Points Bracket Challenge.
Yeah, Shaving Points. Just search Shaving Points on the Bracket Challenge. I'll have my bracket in there. Q will have just the model and a bracket, or just the model?
They'll be both. I'll do my own, and okay. I just put the models in there. So
perfect. Yeah, so you can compete against the model in there. Keep up with the model's picks in there. We will also have model picks on the website that you can get anytime. Go to shaving-points.com. Check out the website. Get those model picks and Rackham Tech, Grant McCaslin, Cardiac Mac, gonna get it done. See you in the Final Four, baby.
Adios.
Adios.